Welcome. I'm Charlotte Litt co-founder Kathy Collins with this week's 2-Minute Tip. Today I want to talk a bit about the difference between mystery and confusion in poetry. Fiction and nonfiction writers, rest assured today's advice applies to all kinds of writing, so stay tuned. However, there is something about its compressed language that makes poetry an easy vessel for elusive imagery and layer cake stacking of elusive metaphors. Sometimes we slip innocently into the use of confusing language and syntax. We're simply searching for the words we need to get our own bearings rather than intentionally trying to obfuscate. This sort of confusion isn't a mystery at all. It's a first draft issue that can be easily addressed through the revision process. At other times, poets develop complex or multi-layered metaphors to hide a difficult truth, shame, or some other uncomfortable experience. Often these sorts of poems feel mysterious even to the poet. It is, after all, much easier to label an experience mysterious than to do the hard work of understanding it and then conveying that understanding to readers in straightforward language. By straightforward, I don't mean simplistic or overly plain. One of the gifts of poetry is its richness, the way it compels us to search for symbol, metaphor, and other literary devices to express an experience with fresh language. Rather, by straightforward, I mean language that guides readers from A to Z along a path that makes sense. That path can be linear, spiral, upside down, or involuted, but it shouldn't be convoluted. Finally, there are the times when we deliberately complicate the telling of an experience because of false beliefs, like good poetry is like a good riddle, it should make readers work, or complex ideas must be rendered through complicated imagery, or worst of all, I want to use as many philosophical and literary allusions as possible so that readers will know how smart I am. Impulses like these lead toward obscurity, not mystery. I happen to believe that the apprehension of mystery is one of the best reasons to write a poem. I want to put readers in touch with the ineffable as I experience it. And since mystery is by definition something profound, inexplicable, or secretive, something that is sometimes beyond understanding, we may need to call upon metaphor and myth to show not what that experience is, but what it is like. To do so, we want to guide readers carefully, step by step, image by image through the poem. The more complex the idea, the more difficult the experience, the clearer and more grounded our language and imagery must be. For this reason, literary and artistic allusions should serve as aids for drawing readers closer to the mystery instead of barriers to their approach. Allusions work best when a reader doesn't need to understand the literary history to comprehend the poem. Foreknowledge of all kinds should enhance the reading experience, not be a prerequisite for it. We want our readers to feel so intrigued by a reference they are drawn to learn more, not so confused they simply turn the page. The difference between the two isn't much of a mystery. That's it for today. Please visit us at charlottelitt.org for more tips like this and to see our full catalog of writing classes, readings, and special literary events.